The Raising Godly Boys Minute with Mark Hancock.
Are you praising your boy's effort or his outcomes? When Mitchell achieved something such as winning a soccer game or a high score on a test, his parents expressed a lot of excitement, lavishing praise on him. Inside, Mitchell began to ask himself, "What if I didn't win? What if I didn't get a good grade? Would my parents still love me?" What about you? Do you praise your son more for his good results than you do for a good effort or a great attitude? Make a point to compliment him by saying things like, "I noticed how you passed the ball at just the right moment." This will help give your son confidence that he can focus on the things he can control and surrender the results to God. To learn about the five critical needs of boys and a proven process for raising godly boys, visit TrailFUSA or RaisingGodlyBoys.com.
Find free resources to help you at RaisingGodlyBoys.com. RaisingGodlyBoys.com.